What happens when a licensed trauma therapist
and a totally unlicensed curious human
team up to talk mental health, intuition, and all the weird little parts inside us?
You get This Way In, a podcast about everyday well-being, parts work, healing, and the woo-woo stuff most therapists won't touch.
We're not your therapists, but we might be your tour guides you didn't know you needed.
Subscribe now so you'll automatically be notified when we launch this puppy.
Find us on Spotify, Amazon, and all your favorite podcast apps.
Ghost stories are always scarier when they're told by the very people who experience them. Hi, I'm Becky.
And I'm Diana.
And we're the hosts of the Homespun Haints podcast.
We talk to people just like you who have come face to face with ghosts, demons, haints, and other strange paranormal phenomena. All of it makes for a chilling good time.
So grab yourself a sweet tea, turn off the lights, and listen to some eerie, true ghost stories on Homespun Haints, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not scared. Are you?
Thank you so much for joining us again. This episode, we did something a little different. We sat down with fellow podcast hosts Becky and Diana from Homespun Haints. Mm-hmm. And a month or so ago, we had recorded with them on their show, and we had so much fun. We wanted to have them on ours, and so we did. And it was just as much fun as it was being on theirs.
Yeah. It was delightful. Disappoint. We had a great time. I think you guys will love listening to this.
Yes.
There were a few really spooky,
really
creepy, exciting stories. They are both great storytellers. Becky talked about when she went to Ireland and stayed in a haunted manor.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. It's my dream. But her husband won't let her pick places to stay anymore. She's lost that privilege.
I'm on his side. I'm on his side.
So it was really fun. And then Diana, too.
There was one story that Diana had that I almost shit my pants. I'm not going to give it away. You'll have to listen because, oh, my God, is all I'm going to say.
Right.
They are. But like Amy said, they are great.
Mm-hmm. Great storytellers. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoy. Oh, I have one little housekeeping thing.
Housekeeping.
We came up with this idea last year. And honestly, I'm glad I put a note in my phone to remind me this year because I plumb forgot. And it came up and I went, wow, that was a good idea. Wish I'd thought of it. Well, I did. So Megan and I and AP, as well as some of our patrons and
former guests.
Yes, a couple of our former favorite guests of our show are all Libra / October babies. And so we wanted to do an October happy hour live recording. Mm-hmm. So this event will be October 26th. It will be open to all patrons. So come on over and join our Patreon so that you can be a part of this fun happy hour. Okay, and then next time we will be back to doing recaps. And the one we have picked out for you is, Megan picked it out, season episode 1, episode 19, Prison of Shadows. I have no idea what it is. I haven't looked into
Me neither.
Okay.
And the reason I'll tell you the reason I picked it in the show, in the episode, but there is a legit reason. I wasn't just like, this one looks fun.
Oh, okay.
Which is 99% of all the other ones I've chosen. This is, I think, like the only one I've chosen that has a reason. So.
Oh, okay. Mm. Sounds good. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's next time. But enjoy this episode.
Enjoy the episode. Bye.
When Diana joined us, and before we were recording, Megan commented on the t-shirt that she was wearing. And on it was a cartoon alligator wearing a t-shirt that says Dennis on it. And Dennis is holding drumsticks. Diana started telling us the story of the shirt, and I soon realized that this story needs to be part of the show, so I hit record. So I just wanted to get you up to speed in case you were confused or are listening to just the audio version of this. and you were like, who is this and what the hell is she talking about? So there will be a link to their episode on Dennis the Demon and the Meth Gators in the show notes. We had a blast talking to them, and this isn't the last you'll see of them on our show. We're sure of it.
So, yes, so this is basically based on a tale we were told in our first season that we named Dennis and the Meth Gators.
Sure.
Because, sure. Well, basically,
no
we
explanation were doing necessary.
You understand the sewers in the Florida sewer system, they have gators that are addicted to meth. And
all you had to say was Florida. And we
here in Oklahoma, we have similar issues. So we were discussing that.
You have gators and meth?
No, just a lot of meth.
Oh, just meth. I mean, yeah, sure. Just, yeah.
So, you know, I can sympathize. But we were discussing gators and meth. And then in the same episode, we ended up discussing with a guest who had a band and their band equipment got possessed by a demon because of one of the band members doing some dark magic rituals. And they called the demon Dennis and let him possess their amps while they went on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it just kind of became a...
What could go wrong?
Right. Exactly.
I can't think of one thing.
Live performances never go wrong anyway. I mean, it's so
right.
It's so predictable and easy to control. So yeah. So Dennis and the Meth Gators kind of became an unofficial Homespun Hates.
Plus, that's kind of a really good band name.
It is. It is.
And then you realize it's named after an actual demon. And
yeah.
It gets even better.
That's
depending
I
on
love it.
Your type of music, I guess.
I think it's fabulous. Two thumbs
That's
up.
That's great.
Yeah.
There she is.
Hey, Becky.
Hello.
Hi, Becky.
I can hear you now. Okay. It just must have been
Dennis.
Probably just taking a sec. Cool.
Dennis was playing with the microphone. We had just talked about him.
Oh, God. I already lit an incense and told the tech goblins to be nice to us tonight. So
they've been so rude to me today.
Becky, I don't think we talked about this last time, and I need to know. Okay? You're from the Appalachian Mountains. First of all, am I saying it right?
No.
How do you say it?
Appalachian.
Okay. I see all the TikToks about the mimics and the whistling. Is that real? Or are they?
Yep. Nope. Oh. Absolutely. You do not whistle in the woods.
Oh my gosh. What happens if you do? Like, is it just like a universal don't do it? Or is there like don't whistle because of this?
I mean, I've heard different things. My understanding is that if you whistle, it's like an invitation to be taken to another realm or wherever.
That is so much worse than I thought.
Sorry, it's like calling the Fae or something.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, that was always my understanding. Sure. That's what I got growing up. But I mean, it could, you know, that was the region I was in. Maybe other people have other things that they were told by their mamas and papas and meemaws and papaws about why not to whistle in the woods.
Oh my God. That's scary. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I can't whistle, so I'm not in any trouble.
I can't either. And also the whole like hearing your name called and don't answer. Oh my gosh. Of course, that happens at my house all the time too. So,
that is, I think mimics are one of the most terrifying things in the entire world. 0 out of 10, don't recommend.
I'm so used to them. Even my son the other day was like, Mom, why do you keep calling my name? And I'm like, I'm not, honey. It's just it's just a thing.
When you said it's in your house every day, I assumed you meant your kid was calling your name every day. You're actually talking about a paranormal something calling your name.
Wow.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, we just coming in hot here.
Yeah.
We jumped right into it.
I wanted to make sure because I forgot last time. And it's very fascinating to me.
It is.
There's always an element of the violin involved, though, when there's some mimic calling your name or when your daughter hears.
Yeah, and when for me, it's when I'm here. It hasn't happened as an adult, but when I was a teenager, whenever I'd practice my violin, I would hear my mom calling my name.
Oh,
really?
And I don't know. Like at the time, I was like, oh, maybe it's just something with the vibrations. I don't know, but. That house also was in the woods in Appalachia, and that was also the same house where in that same bedroom we built the house. We built the house. So when we first moved in, of course, my mother was like, ooh, what if the new house is haunted? Because this is Appalachia. Yeah. That's what you say to your kids.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, Mom, no way. It's a brand new house. Right. And she's like, but what if we're inadvertently building it on somebody's burial ground?
Your mom sounds amazing.
That would be my dad. That's what I had growing up.
Yeah. Cute. But then again, though, there was a time I'd gotten home from school. I went up to my bedroom and I laid my backpack, you know, on the floor. And I was, you know, I don't know, getting a book out or like doing something on the other side of the room. And I look over and I saw my backpack. I saw with my own eyes. I saw it just drag itself from one end of the room to the other.
What?
And I was like, of course I was like, did that really happen? And I went and told my mom. I was like, Mom, house is haunted. You were right. She's like, oh, Becky, you probably just imagined it. I'm like,
you are so much calmer really? Than me. Yeah. I forget. Well, I mean, are you guys swearers? Or are you not swearers?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Is
that's
okay?
Fine. I was going to say that would fucking terrify me. So how have you been? Both of you.
Good.
Well,
good. A lot's been going on since we last chatted.
Yeah. I hear you have a new job. I mean, we can cut if there's something you don't want to talk about.
No, it's absolutely fine. I am so excited. Previously, Diana and I had been running a web design company and kind of fucking hated it. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think Diana liked it very much. I was just kind of dragging her along for the ride. And
you tried to teach me how to build a website. You tried. You valiantly tried.
And
A for effort, Becky. Good job.
Exactly.
Good job.
And after 25 years of trying really, really hard to get people to pay me for my exceptional developer skills.
They are exceptional.
I was good at it, but...
No, you are.
But, you know,
there's no past tense.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
That's okay.
Should you ever choose?
I'm going to like let all of that knowledge just kind of like ooze out my ear because I don't need it anymore. Okay. I am now a violinist.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm super
congrats. Psyched. That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
Are you playing with an orchestra in town? Oh, wow.
Yep. I'm playing with two orchestras. One of them, well, I just auditioned and got a substitute position with a professional orchestra, a pretty high caliber one
that's
in the area.
That's phenomenal.
And I'm also
amazing.
Teaching full time at a local music school.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's one of those dreams you never thought was like possible.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
They
always tell you, oh, have a backup career if you're going to be an artist. But no.
Yeah.
She just did it.
Yeah. This is my backup career. Like, nobody wanted to pay me to code. You want to sit in a room with kids and teach them how to play notes? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's amazing.
That's really exciting. Job. Congrats. That's wonderful.
Love it.
Thank you.
I was a cellist
Thank you so much.
Through high school. And
you were? How come I know this?
I don't know. And then I played in college for a little bit, but I didn't have the dedication that you need in college. Fun.
Most people
fact,
do stop.
I was so in the Minnesota in high school, they do like a Minnesota orchestra thing for high school students, and I was third chair cellist.
Wow.
Nice.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow.
I never learned vibrato, though, because I did it once and my teacher told me I looked like I was having a seizure, so I stopped trying. I know. That was not very nice for him to
say. Whatever.
So
you were the
I
one with
trying.
A big vibrating box between your legs.
Yeah.
I'm sure you looked hot.
You don't even know.
See?
You don't even know.
He's just totally
I was beating
hot.
The guys off with the bow. I was like, get away. Get away.
The vibrato was just too sexy.
I
can't handle it.
They were like, That's pluck it. Me like your cello. I'm like, no. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Oh. But anyway, well, congrats for you. That's wonderful. I'm very excited.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's exciting.
Diana, what's the coffin behind you? Your background is amazing right now.
Oh, thank you.
There's like is a coffin on the wall.
The way you see it, or is it backwards the way you see it?
It's right.
No, it's right. The way I spooky, the way we're and then a coffin, and it looks like a Ouija board.
Yeah. So yeah. So
I have that same Ouija board.
Yeah, it's the original.
I do too.
From the 60s. It was my mom's. Yep. Wow. She actually taught me how to read and count on it when I was a baby.
Oh,
so I've that's been a part so of my life cool. since I was born, way before I was born.
You, both of your moms sound amazing.
our moms are what spawned a lot of the weirdness that is us, yes. for sure.
Sounds
for sure.
like it.
Oh. Amazing's an interesting choice of words, yes.
And then the coffin is it was a gift from somebody who knew me well.
Uh-huh.
Just a kind of holder. And the lips in the center.
Yeah.
That was actually a gift from Becky when I went to visit her. I flew down to Atlanta to visit Becky, and then she gave me this candle in mm-hmm. the shape of lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to get on a plane back to Tulsa, and they like, burr, 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 please step aside.
What?
What was it? They did not know what to do with that. They were pulling it out. They were like poking it, squeezing it, holding it up to the light. They were like, okay, well, we can't x-ray this. We're going to have to.
You were like, do you need a moment alone with my lip candle?
Right.
Bring it up to the. Is it stuck or can you bring it to the camera so
stuck,
I can see
but,
it?
I might be stuck. Hang on. Let's see if I can.
I know how that is. I can't move. If I move, it'll make a racket with this microphone.
There we
that
go.
Is so
oh,
neat.
Wow. That's really cute.
I love...
oh.
That's pretty cute.
Right up there against your lips.
Yeah.
You would think with really the cute. Wick and everything. TSA
that it would be pretty
be
obvious
like,
it's,
oh,
a candle.
It's a candle. But no, yeah. It took them a long time to figure it out. And I just sat wow. there smiling, not saying anything.
You guys funny. Figure it out. I got time.
You're like, I wasn't in a hurry. Exactly. Yeah. Becky said, get to Atlanta Airport 2 hours early. There were only 3 people in line at the TSA,
oh.
so
oh,
yep,
nice.
No need.
Thank God, because you needed an hour and a half for them to figure out what that candle was.
Exactly. And if I'd gotten there 3 minutes earlier, or 3 minutes later, it would have been packed. So
yeah.
Oh, good luck. Timing.
See, I know what I'm talking you about.
You do. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And thank you for the candle. I love it because it will always have that story attached.
It will.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's a good
Ignore
one.
Ignore the fact that it's just a bitching candle. It has a fun story.
Yeah. And Amy, is that Helen Callahan?
It is.
She's noticing that guy.
She loves him.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you don't have to.
I got him.
Cute.
Oh.
I got this on Temu for like $5.50. And then 6 months later or so, went to Scotland, and this was in all of the souvenir shops for $25. And it's made in China.
Where did they get it?
China. It's made
exactly.
in China.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't buy those kind of souvenirs when you go somewhere because they're all just Temu shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can get it on mm-hmm. Temu. And I mean, even the scarves in Scotland are not necessarily made in Scotland. You got to look really carefully.
I bought my friend a Pope bobblehead in Rome when I was there in June, and I came back and it was made in China. And I was like, well, sorry, here you go.
It's from there, even if it wasn't made there. It made a stop there from China.
It made a stop there, yeah.
Do you think Italians would even think to make a Pope bobblehead?
Oh, gosh, no.
What?
Somebody probably would, but they probably wouldn't pass through all the channels it's supposed to pass through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Much more likely to be made in China.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes. And then just drop shipped into the tourist shop in the English speaking part of
it. Yep.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Drop shipped is an interesting term. Say to the tourist shop owner, can I just have this drop shipped directly from China to my house back in Atlanta?
I'll be on the roof just... Well, this is the same little tourist. It was like this little touristy shop that was like right next to my hotel. It's also where I got a calendar that's just all pictures of famous penises.
Right.
You know, it's got David's penis and like,
oh my God.
You know, Pompeii has a lot of penises.
Oh, really?
Naturally. Just lots of, you know, ancient frescoes and.
I tell you what, every time I think of Pompeii, instantly I go penis.
Nice. So is the calendar just called dick pics?
It should be.
Ancient dick pics?
It's called pisetto, which I think is the Italian word for penis. But yeah, I went to the shop. They were out. And then I came back and I was like, oh, you've got the penises back. But I said it in Italian. And the woman just looked at me like, And then I pointed to the calendar. She's like, oh, okay.
That's funny. Yeah. That is pretty good. Well, that sounds like it was a fun trip.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was our 20-year anniversary.
Oh, so nice.
Thank you. Which was actually yesterday. Oh, my gosh. The real anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. And you're celebrating one of with our us. I love it.
Well, we actually celebrated in Rome. But yeah, that's like the same. It's same
this thing. Is the second most romantic place you could think of, though.
Yeah. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We get that a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We are thinking about putting it on a t-shirt, actually, but we're not sure. So we're going to workshop it a bit.
I like it. Well, you should put your vibrating cello on
there.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We
pluck me like a cello. Yep. Yep.
We could get a cartoon drawing of you with a cello vibrating.
We should. I don't know why we haven't.
Why not?
Yeah, really.
Because I didn't know you had ever played cello until this evening.
Maybe if you'd asked me.
I'll have to think of some other things to ask you in case that comes up 5 years later.
It's oddly specific question.
Yeah. Megan, have you ever played the cello? Oh my gosh, Amy, weird that you asked that. I have.
Look at that.
How about you, Amy? Are you an instrumentalist of any kind?
I took piano lessons as a kid.
Okay.
I mean, I can read music, but it takes me a while to like, like I can, if you give me the note that I'm supposed to sing, I can, and show me it, that I can tell how far up I have to go and that kind of thing. So I can read music in that way. Playing piano, I can sort of read it, but it takes me a while. It's easier for me to just memorize a piece and then play it. But I'm not like good or anything. I just took lessons because my parents wanted me to.
Yeah, same. I took as many lessons as I could tolerate, and then I got kicked out of the class. I was the first kid to get kicked out of the class.
Really? What did you do to get kicked out?
I insisted on playing songs I wanted to learn, not what she wanted me to learn.
Oh, I see.
Apparently that's like taboo or something.
Yeah.
I was like 8. I didn't know.
I feel like they should have encouraged you. Like, exactly. Oh, you want to play this song? Sure.
I felt the same, and yet I was the first kid to ever get kicked out of Janelle Whitby's piano class. So,
Janelle? Oh,
classic Janelle.
Maybe let kids just play what they want to play.
That's right.
Let me be myself.
Yeah, Janelle.
Not that what I played had any complexity or like a composer status whatsoever. Right. It was just more.
But it got you interested, and that's what a teacher should care about.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate Janelle. Your validation. Thank you.
Yeah. Janelle, if you're listening.
Yeah. Which she is.
Of course you're listening.
Of course she is.
Big She's fan our number of the paranormal. One
fan. You never know. She may be dead.
Oh.
Then she'd have
to. She is here.
And then she could listen.
Is that a prerequisite? All ghosts must listen to this show?
Absolutely. Cool. It's in the contract.
It is really cool. We should have set something up like that for Homespun Haynes, Becky.
It's never too late. Going forward. Yeah,
never too redo late. My contract right now.
Right now.
Well, time is an illusion if you're dead anyway.
So that's right.
It can post-mortemly, posthumous.
Yeah. Post. I know what you mean.
Posthumously.
Post-operatively. Posthumously.
That's tricky.
Post something. Yeah. Anyway. Well, it's so good to see you guys too. Tonight. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us on your show.
Yes. Thank you to everybody.
Made sense. Yeah.
We were so excited after we hung up with you guys. I texted Amy. I'm like, I think we're best friends now.
She's like, I want to be their best friend.
I know. Like, we had so much fun chatting with you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we had a really good time talking
to
you.
Absolutely. Okay. So last time we sort of talked about our ghosty experiences, but let's flip it because I want to hear about yours. Okay.
I bet you do.
Which one?
All of them. Every
we have so much.
Single one. Oh, my dear. Night is clear.
How much time?
Yeah,
do you
how much
have?
Time? Becky, I read an article and I don't remember which one it is now because I read a bunch through your press kit. But you were talking about an imaginary friend that you had when you were 5. I don't know if you want to tell about there? That or.
Sure, why not? Yeah, I can start there. I guess that was technically my first ghost experience.
Ooh, we never start with chronological. That's fine. I'll do that too.
I know. This is interesting. Okay, so I was 5 And I've since backed this up with my parents, so I know it's not like weird, you know, implanted memories or anything. They claim they don't remember much about it. I think it terrified them, so they don't really want to remember too much about it. So again, East Tennessee mountains, rural cows. My window looked out on cows. I knew different breeds of cows before I knew my ABCs.
That is so cool. And so,
yeah, it's not really, but thank you.
It is.
So, so I'm in my room looking out the window at the Holland belted pasture full of cows out there.
Sure.
And I had a fellow who would come in through my window and talk to me. And I don't know how I knew his name, but he told me, somehow I knew his name was Hay, which I think is short for Hayden or Haymar or something like that. Anyway, I didn't like him very much. Like, he was 20-something, like, gross man. He had, like, this long blonde hair that was, like, moldy on the ends. And he was wearing, like, this reddish color. And he would just kind of mutter to himself and walk around my bed, muttering to himself. And every once in a while, he would notice me, and we would have a conversation. But I remember him, like, not really, I don't know. He didn't seem to be too interested in what I had to say. It was not a very sane conversation, I guess is the best way to say it. I told my parents about it, and they were like, oh, how cute, you have an imaginary friend. And, of course, never thought, like, oh, it's weird that our imaginary friend is some 20-something, you know, schizophrenic.
Man.
Whatever he was. Man. Yeah. So I since asked my parents about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, we remember you, like, waking up in the middle of the night screaming his name because you were having nightmares about
him. Oh, my God.
So I remember this went on, I don't know how long. Time is very difficult when you're that age. But it was enough that, you know, my parents took note and would ask me about him. And one night he was in the room chattering, making, you know, his mutterings or whatever. And I said something to him. Along the lines of, like, I don't like you. Would you just leave? And he turned, he whipped his head around, he got right in my face, and he yelled at me. And I yelled back, and I said, this is my room, you need to go now, or something to that extent. And he got really mad, and he left through the window. He would always come in and out of the window. There was a birch tree outside my window, so I always imagined that he was, like, climbing the tree and coming in through that. However, you know, the window stayed shut. My mother was afraid of nature, which is ironic considering where we lived. So
but
we
also
never
fair,
had the windows open.
Nature's scary.
It can be. I mean, it was
especially
I mean, you know, I mean, I would, sorry, my daughter just
said. Oh, God, I was going to say,
yeah, no. I mean, there were enough things that got in the house. Like, I could tell you the time that I tried to put my foot in a shoe and my foot wouldn't go in because the spider in the shoe.
Absolutely not.
Like, that kind of thing.
Absolutely not.
So,
and after what your mom saw in her bedroom window.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was crazy, too. But that's another story. Anyway, so he's leaving through the window, and he got really angry, and he ripped the curtains in my window to shreds.
Oh my God.
And,
what?
My mother was really upset the next day because she came in, she noticed the curtains weren't looking right, and she took them down to iron them because she made them herself. We were really poor. My dad made his own, made the furniture. Yeah. My mom made the curtains. And so she's like taking them and she's like trying to iron them. And she's like, what did you do to these things? And I kept saying, it was Hay. Hay ripped them up. And she was just like, you know, as I recall, like, that was the last time I ever saw the curtains. I think they were just too far gone after that. I had to get new ones. So, yeah, I don't know what that was. Don't know who he was. I've tried, like, looking. I mean, there's, I've looked at gravestones in the area. I haven't found anybody with that name. But, you know, I mean, there's so many tiny little church cemeteries everywhere. And maybe he never was buried in a marked grave. Who knows?
Yeah.
So I've had people say that they think maybe he was like a jilted lover or somebody who'd committed suicide and like wasn't really sure he was dead. Mm. And I was in the bedroom of his past love or whatever. And that's why I was coming in.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I was a 5-year-old girl. So that's a little
messed up. And to be like 5-year-old you is braver than I will ever be because you're like yelling at him. That is brave.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I realized he was a ghost. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this is weird. Why is this guy?
You just thought he was a regular human?
I don't know if, I mean, things, again, like things were weird when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, I feel like that reality, you're more open to possibilities. For sure. You know, I used to manifest weird things and conjure things. And I just like, it just, you know, I lost that when I got older. And my mom's always seen ghosts and things. So I just was like, I don't think I really conceived of the fact that that was weird or scary, I guess.
It was just part of life. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So what did your mom see in the window?
Oh, that's so this is a so the next house we lived in. This is the one that I told you about with the backpack.
Yes. Okay.
We built the house ourselves. My parents built, saved up, bought a piece of land and built their dream house, which then they promptly moved out of 4 years later because my dad got a job in Atlanta. Oh. But they built this house and they'd purchased 2 acres of land on top of a mountain. And we could see 5 states from this, like, vista. It was beautiful. And so my parents, of course, like, my bedroom didn't look out on the view.
Of course not.
But theirs did. They put these, like, beautiful bay windows. It was the 80s. It was like an 80s contemporary with these massive windows looking out over the mountains in the distance. And, of course, like, my parents' bedroom was up 3 stories. And it was just woods behind the house. And there was a period of time where at the same time every night, I don't remember the time, so we'll say like 3:51 a.m., my mother was awakened by a bright light that would shine in through the window. And this, again, like, it's just looking out in the woods, like, you know, I don't know, 50 feet above ground. And she's looking out the window, and she would get up and look, and there was like what looked like a glowing ball right outside the window. Well, this happened enough times that once, you know, when you set your alarm every day and you start to wake up like a few seconds before the alarm goes off. So it happened enough where one night she actually woke up right before this happened. And she got up and walked to the window and saw it. She saw this ball move from the left and then just sit there in the window looking at her. She said it looked like it was looking
at her. Wait, it was right, like, and in front of her window?
Yeah, on the, like, outside, but,
oh, my gosh!
Yeah, 50 feet. Yeah, it's, like, glowing orb. And when it, I guess when it noticed that she saw it, it just went, zing, disappeared, and she never saw it again.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's, so, like, some alien shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it sounds like a drone, but I know they didn't have personal drones back then.
Oh, no, this is like 1989. Yeah. I mean, or maybe 92. Who knows? But yeah, no drones. And the fact that it was the same day, and it was glowing, and it was round. And my father kept trying to tell her it was ball lightning or foxfire or some kind of bullshit like that.
I've never heard of that.
I was just, you know, I mean, he was having... He said some weird shit happened to him too, and like he'd still like.
Oh, I mean, he sounds like a Greg.
Some of the stories.
Yeah, my husband's the same way.
Well, my theory is these people, you know, people who see things but can't believe it. It's just because they can't handle the truth.
That's right.
They're too scared. Yep. But yeah, so my mother saw it too.
Yeah,
that's so crazy. Who knows?
Alien
runs in the family.
Orb.
Yeah.
And then you found a spider in your shoe that was so big you couldn't put your foot in.
Well, her feet are tiny for perspective. I mean,
okay, but irregardless, that's a big no.
Yeah. Oh, I know. There's some things I do every night before. Every night before I go to bed, I check under my pillow and under the sheets because I've learned
that's just smart. So
Yeah. And it's Georgia.
Yeah.
So.
And you mean you grow up in the woods. Yeah. I live in Georgia now. So. But yeah, there was one day, I don't know, this one in this house, I had like some, you know, 90s goth kid. I had my black high tops and I'm trying to put my foot in. My foot won't go in all the way. And I pull my foot out and a massive spider crawls out with it.
Nope.
And
I was like, I would have cut my foot off. Right. Just, nope.
Goodbye, foot.
Oh, well, I have some spider stories. I mean, there was one time I was, my grandparents had this house in this octagonal house in the swamps of Florida, which talk about a haunted fucking place, that place. And the House of the Octagons, we have an episode on it. But yeah, there was, I stayed with my grandmother for a month when I was 10, and the banana spiders that we get in would be so big that like they would wake me up as they shot across my face and they would get caught in my hair. And so I kept
Megan's not gonna sleep tonight.
Sorry.
Oh no.
So this is why you guys live in Minnesota. Yeah,
1000%.
We don't have giant, we have spiders, but we don't have ones that big. They don't crawl across your face.
From this day on, it is recorded. I will never complain about the winter again. Because we don't have spiders that get caught in our hair.
Yeah.
Right.
It kills things before they can get that big.
You are the bravest person I think I've ever met in my life.
She is. She is. And most of the time when she sees a ghost, it's while she's sleeping and she's like, fuck off, I'm sleeping. Then goes back to sleep.
You can't ever come at convenient times. Like,
you gotta post your office hours.
I know. Like, I go to work in the afternoons. I work until the evenings. And then I come home. I'm tired. I go to bed. Like, hit me at 10 in the morning. Yeah. You know, that would be perfect. Yeah.
Always after bedtime.
Rude.
Oh, boy.
So rudeness. Diana, do you have any stories?
I do, actually.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I have a ghost podcast for a reason. but it's always been my opinion that what happens to me is kind of questionable and kind of like, well, that could be paranormal, I guess. Mm. But
okay, Becky's eye roll just says that that's not true.
Okay, Diana says I'm a brave person. You should hear some of the shit that she has seen.
Oh, good.
And then she keeps putting herself in these situations, like by buying haunted shit, decorating her house with.
Oh, I want to hear about buying haunted shit because I kind of want to buy one.
I haven't bought anything haunted. Becky's conflating things. Mm.
Whatever, you saw a fucking portal.
Just because there's
a
portal in the mirror doesn't mean that's not just a reflection of a portal that wasn't already in the room.
Okay, we need to discuss this.
Okay, so let's.
All right, so this is probably the least chronological way to tell this story, but I moved back into the house that I was raised in, that I had lived in my entire childhood, to help my mom redecorate it so that she could sell it a few years back. And that was approximately the time that we started this podcast, maybe about a year after we started the podcast. But it made me kind of remember, when I got back to the house, I started remembering some things from my childhood. And, you know, I started remembering feeling spooky things when I go up the basement stairs to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I would feel things like that felt like things grabbing at the ends of my long hair.
Nope.
I would feel things kind of tickling my back. And I always felt like I had to run up the last few steps or else something might stop me from going all the way up the stairs and lock me in the basement. But it was never like a fear thing. It was slightly spooky, but never freaked me out. I never hesitated to go in the basement. And then move back into the house while we're doing this podcast. And, you know, as anybody who does any paranormal anything can tell you, the more you talk about the paranormal, the more you find paranormal stuff happening to you. So I started to be aware of having these dreams, which I had had as a kid, too, of the perspective of somebody else approaching my bed. In the house. And this happened when I was young, but it mainly happened when I was remodeling my room upstairs and spent a year sleeping in the basement while I was remodeling my room. Probably not a whole year, but anyway. Basically started having really intense dreams. And then I, you know, the laundry room's in the basement, so I couldn't really avoid the basement. It's a full house basement, so it could have been finished if not for all the flood water in Tulsa. But there was a moment when I started noticing that I felt watched every time I was folding clothes in the dryer. And the feeling was particularly strong one night. And so I had just, we had just interviewed somebody who said that her dad, the minister, had told her if she had seen a ghost in her room to just tell it that it has to leave and that it would have to leave, because that's the rule for ghosts. If you tell it to leave, it has to leave your space. Right. So I just piped up experimentally. This is my house now, and I'm telling you to go. And instantaneously, upon saying those words, the silence in the basement is broken by one knock. And of course, you know, paranormal podcasters, I'm thinking, you know, one knock for no, two knocks for yes. Like, yeah. Oh, crap. I just told it to get out and it told me no. What do I do now?
You're like, I don't know. I wasn't prepared.
I don't have follow-up questions.
So, yeah.
I thought this would work.
I thought that had to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it had to work. So that was a little spooky. So I told Becky this, and of course she's like, yes, your basement's haunted. We're going to have a seance down there.
Yeah.
And we did.
Find out who died. And I'm asking my parents who bought the house in the 70s, like, did anybody die in there? They're like, I don't think so. No, not that we know of. So trying to figure out why this house should be haunted is pointless. Don't even question it. It's not logical. But the main dream that I had was, like, I was standing at the bottom of the stairs, and I was a young girl in a white cotton nightdress. I was Asian features, long black hair, bare feet, and I was looking up the stairs at a body that was laying on the floor being cleaned away. And it was mine, but I was downstairs from my perspective and watching this. And I kind of like got the feeling during the dream that, well, even though that body is mine and it's being carried away, I think I'm going to stay here. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman holding me, comforting me. And I was like, I know she's going to stay with me if I stay, so I'll just stay here. Aww. And I told Becky this, and she told me, well, that's interesting, because one of my friends, one of our guests on the show, just told me she had a dream where da-da-da-da-da-da, and basically word for word everything
I
had said about my dream. And she's like, oh, but it was a dream about your basement. So
wow.
So you know, I still have to do my laundry down here. It's a little creepy, but I'm used to it.
Yeah.
At this point, been living in this house on and off for 35 years and just kind of had to go do laundry no matter what. And there was one time when I was taking delicates out of the wash.
Sure.
And I was hanging them on a clothesline to dry. And I got this really nice lightweight scarf that was way too fragile to do anything but hang dry. So I was kind of flipping it out, and I flipped it over the clothesline, and when I looked at down at the bottom of the scarf settling to kind of spread it out, I saw feet.
Oh my gosh.
Small, pale, dirty, or bloody feet.
Bare feet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So like a child? Like child's feet?
Like, it happened so quickly, I didn't register anything except, crap, there's somebody in my basement. Yeah. Tore down this scarf and there's nothing there.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I guess maybe my basement's haunted.
I guess maybe.
Oh my God. Maybe. Anna.
It's ambiguous. I don't know.
Wow.
That didn't really answer the question you asked me. What did you ask me?
Your experiences.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to talk about the mirror.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about the portal. Right. I have a portal, too.
You have a portal, too? Okay, cool. So you know how it goes.
Tell us about that, did you?
They're reflected in mirrors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See?
Of course.
It's just a portal in the room.
Especially, I mean, she gets
it's
this
just
mirror,
a portal.
You know,
like, who doesn't have one?
Well, she's, like, driving down. There's this mirror on the side of the road with a sign that says, free, your problem now. She picks it up. Thinking, no big deal. No, that's not exactly what happened. Exactly. But it was close.
Diana, well, come on now.
I was advised
stuff up
by
the side of the road.
I would do that.
Yeah, I know you would.
Sure, well, okay.
You also have a portal in your bathroom. So,
well, now I do.
You did pay $5 for it. Though,
I don't remember how much it cost. It was just a yard sale. It wasn't any more memorable than any other yard sale. But I just, the real estate agent who was trying to help my mom sell the house was like, I think this contractor mirror should be replaced with an oval mirror. And I saw an oval mirror and I was like, great, this is cheap. Oh,
perfect. Get
it,
yeah.
Put it up in the bathroom.
She's driving down the road. She sees an oval mirror. Cheap. She doesn't get any weird ideas about this. This seems perfect.
Nice. Cool. Like a gold painted frame. It's pretty cute.
Yeah, because it's probably like 100 years old.
Probably.
It's right up there with Dennis the Demon.
I'd pick it up.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? Sorry, it's just a pretty mirror at a garage sale, but apparently I'm never to do that ever again because later on I saw something in this mirror that kind of looked like almost humanoid form. Way far away. Nope. Like it was reflecting from further back than my bathroom went, way further back. And I could see kind of this figure. And then as I kind of looked away from the figure, I could see green, almost like lit up hallways. It was very Tron.
My gosh.
Like it was not a normal, like I'm looking at a human in the mirror situation. It was very like multidimensional and fractal and weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was, but I have had the experience in that particular bathroom since then of looking into the bedroom that I grew up in, which is the room right off of this half bath that this happened in, and seeing people who I knew from my past just briefly upon glancing into the bedroom. So people I would have invited over when I was a teenager.
Maybe residual.
You've time tripped several times.
I kind of have time tripped in that bathroom a couple of times.
Wow.
Really?
But that was before I saw the portal. So.
But this is all after you got the mirror.
Yeah.
Is that mirror still there?
I took it down like you advised, but it is still in the house.
Oh. Okay, let's leave it there.
Well, the house is for sale, so hopefully.
Yeah, if anybody wants a portal.
Hopefully anybody who buys that house also wants a portal and a basement ghost.
Yeah.
Becky did eventually visit. We did eventually have a seance. There was.
Yeah, how did that go?
Yeah. Tell us about.
It was fun.
It was another one of those situations where you're using the Ouija board and it spells out abacadabacadabacababa.
Yeah.
It was. It was all information that didn't really give value to my story.
Sure.
I wanted value to my story.
No. Sure, sure.
Well, we were also, we really were trying to make sure there was some entertainment value because it was a 4-hour live
seance. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I get these crazy ideas. I don't know why you go along with them, but you do. Yeah, we're for our Patreon, we're starting our first ever haint church is what we're calling it because it's happening on a Sunday.
Oh, nice. I love it.
But so we got to, I flew to Tulsa. Diana had been begging me forever to come see this house.
And the gorgeous city that I love.
We explored Tulsa and we made hazmat suits. Goth hazmat suits.
That sounds so cool.
And we, because there was like the secret passageway in Diana's basement that had been sealed for about 100 years. So that was a thing that we were going to open it. But we wore the hazmat suits in case there was like that.
Asbestos?
No, it was that disease.
Hantavirus.
The rat disease.
So,
hantavirus.
Yeah. Sorry, the lighting just got moody.
They wouldn't have been.
Yeah, it did.
They wouldn't have been very effective because, like, Diana actually constructed her suit into a corset and, like,
the dress you always wanted at Hot Topic when you were kid but couldn't afford.
Yes.
I made that out of a hazmat suit, and it's awesome.
Nice.
And then Becky decorated hers with very realistic, extreme man-eating plants.
Perfect.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I love it.
So we took a crowbar to the secret passage, and it was just, like, when what's his face opened Hoppe's it was like
mustache
in there.
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo, thank you. Yes. Yeah. There was nothing in there except some scribbles and not even dust. I mean, that thing had been sealed really well.
Wow.
And then we did some Estes methods down there with the, like, one of us would be downstairs with the headphones and somebody else would be upstairs shouting down questions. And my husband has like one of those 360 cameras that will automatically move and focus on what it perceives to be a person. And this was the interesting thing. So like while one of us is down there like blindfolded and headphoned, you know, noise canceling, or like, you know, is Marco around the basement, this camera consistently for both of us went over our left shoulders. And you can see us each in the video when we're down there by ourselves going like,
really?
Oh,
like, get away, get away. Yeah. So something was there. Who knows?
Something the camera picked up.
Yeah.
The Estes method was not useful in that situation.
No.
But
no, we didn't get any information, but the camera picked us up being annoyed with some entity that was bugging us.
So it's a creepy basement. Yeah.
That sounds creepy. Yeah. As I'm in my basement.
Yikes. Yeah, so am I.
Nice. I am too.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have a basement in this house, and that's on purpose, guys.
Nice.
I gotta say.
But do you have a mirror in your bathroom?
It's a contractor's mirror. It can't possibly be haunted. Well, and then there's an antique sterling mirror as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, you gotta watch
out for
those
mirrors. Just don't put them across from each other.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the sterling one is dual-sided, so...
Oh,
it's one of those like face the, sure. the mirror oh, that, like, does of, it of mustache turn? Shame, you know?
Yes, like the mirror that suddenly shows every pore.
Yeah. Oh, suddenly oh, you're like, I whoa! I don't just have pores; I have parking garages.
Yeah.
That kind of mirror on one side, and then a normal mirror on the other side.
Yeah.
So there's no way I could orient it that it wouldn't be facing.
What's
a mirror
the point of those mirrors? Ooh. Honestly,
shame.
Yes.
So that you can find those chin hairs when you're wearing progressive lenses.
I can already find my chin hairs on my own. They are long enough and that I don't. My mom came this week because we don't have daycare, and we were in the kitchen, and she looked over and she goes, "Oh, you got some chin hairs you need to pluck." I'm like, "Thanks, mom. Thank
just
you.
Tell you about it. She's not even going to offer to do it for you."
Really? Yeah. I'm like, "Thank you so much. I appreciate that."
There we go.
No, that's.
On my fucking wedding day, my mom sat me down and she's like, "Let me tell you what's going to happen." Oh, no.
Thank you for listening. The Activity Continues. We'll be back after this short break. Enjoying this spooky episode? Did you know we have a Patreon lurking in the shadows? Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face-to-face, and other exclusive content like behind-the-scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy-cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge.
Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically-enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. Our go-to, the Nightcap. It's like a hug from a friendly ghost. Smooth, dreamy, and perfect before bed. But don't sleep on the others. Each one has its own magic. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity that continues.
What just happened? Because first Megan left, and then was it Becky? Were you the next one? I think. And then Diana was gone, and then it went, and then it closed down on me. It just took me out.
I got a message saying, tell us about your experience. And I'll be like, sail.
Yeah. You let the ghost in.
Tom.
Okay, that was super bizarre.
That
okay.
was so weird. Right.
Yeah, wedding day. I was just, my wedding day, my mother sat me down and was like, I just want you to know what's going to happen to you now that you're getting married. She's like,
cool.
She's like, you're going to lose the hair on the top of your head. You're going to grow hair on the rest of your face. Yeah. And then she just went on, you know, all the other things that are going to happen, like with menopause and, you know, sweaty boobs. And
how old were you when you got married? Like,
does she
50?
Know that this is not directly caused by marriage?
I was going to say, this is going to happen to you.
I don't know.
Whether you're married or not.
I guess this is the sort of thing that, like, maybe she was like, well, now that you're a real woman, I need you to know what's, I was 26 when I got married.
Oh, that's young.
I think, yeah, I was a baby. Yeah. So maybe that's how it was that we just celebrated our 20-year anniversary. Because, like, yeah. Well, I just told you how old I was.
Oh, okay. I can't do math. It's okay. Secret's safe with me.
I can't either. Diana, however, has a very scientific brain, so I'm sure she can figure it out. You know, the one thing I love about my job now, and I'm sure I really piss a lot of parents off, because I have these kids come in, and they're like, I don't know why I have to study algebra. I just want to play my violin. And I'm like, I don't know why you have to study algebra either. I don't use it at all. And I got a job.
Yeah.
I didn't want to play clarinet. I just wanted to do algebra. So excited when I found algebra. Are you kidding? I can do math without stupid numbers?
Oh, yeah.
No. No. Letters have no business being in math.
Oh, I prefer the letters because the numbers
go. Make everything so
the letters
much
get
sensible.
Mixed up for me.
No. Give me numbers. There's no.
They all get mixed
solve
up for me.
X. That's not my job.
That's my job.
Oh, right.
No. I couldn't pay to do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Absolutely not.
X can go solve its own problems.
Yeah,
that's right.
X needs to be more self-sufficient. I can't do everything for it.
Not a therapist.
What's it going to do when it gets into the real world and it needs a job? Am I going to get its job for it too?
Oh my.
I hate funny. I just remembered we should probably take a squad shot.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
all right. Cool.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Ah, cute.
We are adorable.
Look how cute.
I love squad shots because we're so cute.
That is cute.
Well, you didn't want to hear all of our ghost stories, so.
Let's hear some more. I'm ready.
Oh. Well,
I think it's Becky's turn now.
Is it now?
It's almost always Becky's turn because she's way more haunted than I am.
Cool. I'm sorry. You had feet under a scarf.
Yeah.
So,
just after like 35 Diana. Years, one time. Come on.
Okay. Well, you guys have heard the Irish castle story, right?
No.
Irish castle story?
Ooh, okay. That's a good one.
So this is why I'm not allowed to book the hotels anymore.
Sure.
Okay. The year is 2022, and my husband and I take our kids on their first European adventure to Ireland. Mm-hmm. We're actually country shopping, so we figured we'll go check that one out.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, we really liked it. We decided to spend a week in Dublin, and while we were there, though, I really wanted to visit the Giant's Causeway up in Northern Ireland. I was like, I'm not going to go all the way to, you know, the Emerald Isle and not make it to this amazing UNESCO World Heritage Site. So I tried and tried and tried and tried to find like a tour that would take us up there. And everyone was like, you don't want to drive all the way up there. It's 3 hours. And I was like, I've had commutes longer than that. But,
right.
You know, anyway, so rented a car, driving on the left, lots of
fun.
And my husband was like, you know, why don't we just leave our stuff in the hotel in Dublin and stay the night up there. Because it is a bit of a drive to do back and forth in one day.
Sure.
Well, I do what I love to do. I got on Google Maps. I looked for the Giant's Causeway up in Northern Ireland. And I was like, what's nearby? And I just zoomed in and zoomed in and zoomed in. It's very rural up there. It's a little town called Bushmills. Mm-hmm. And I found this mansion that said bed and breakfast. And I was like, oh, that looks cute.
Cute. Yeah.
And I was especially intrigued because in the backyard, literally the backyard of this 17th century mansion was the ruins of a burned out castle, a medieval castle. Oh. And I was like, all right, that's cool. let's do this. And it was very easy. I called them directly, set up our stay. They only had like one bed per room. So I got a room for myself and my husband, a room for the kids. They usually don't allow children there because the place is just full of antiques. And I explained that my daughter grew up in an art gallery and my son plays multiple instruments and they're very careful. And they were like, okay. Well, the minute I said art, they're like, oh, you must be okay. I was like, all right, cool. You guys are our people.
Oh, you're cultured. Okay.
Yeah.
not like that the other kind of Americans.
Yeah, you're the good Americans.
That's right. So after we climbed up the Giant's Causeway and had a lovely time, we hopped in the car and we drove to this little, well, I say little place. It was a big building, but it was very, very rural. Just lots of sheep and stone walls along the
That sounds
road.
Heavenly. Mm-hmm.
It was quite nice, but it
that
was...
That sounds so quaint.
It was very quaint. It was tough to drive on, especially on the wrong side.
Sure.
Only crashed twice.
Nice. So, hey, good for you. Good for you. That so, one hand. I counted a win.
Exactly. We pulled down this off the very narrow stone-walled line rural path onto a gravel drive through these beautiful beech trees, and it's getting darker and darker, and the wind is picking up. There's a storm coming.
Okay, this sounds spooky.
We pull in front of this ancient house. It's 300 plus years old, and we can't see the backyard because either side there's crenellated stone walls. Don't know how old those are. Mm-hmm. And we pull up in front of the house, and my husband says, I thought this was a bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. Where are the other cars? And I was like, this is weird, but this is the right place. There's no other place anywhere around us. It has to be the right place. So I get out of the car, and my daughter will not get out of the car. She's like, Mom, this place is wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, honey, come on. We're here. We're nowhere near anything else. And every, like, fiber in my being is saying, get out. Oh. But I'm like, yeah, we're here for an adventure. And I wanted to see the real Ireland. So we get out of the car. And my son starts doing cartwheels because he loves haunted places. He's like, this is the best. Walk up to the front door. And I kid you not, a Romanian opens the door.
No.
And he goes, hi, the Kielinniks? And I'm like, yeah. And his like Irish Romanian accent. And he's like, come on in. You've got the run of the place. You're the only ones here tonight.
Sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Wind starts picking up louder and louder. It's howling. The ancient glass is rattling in the frames. And this place, it's one of those where, like, it's so old that the electrical wires are actually stapled to the outside of the walls. The place, again, is full of antiques, taxidermed animals, ancient weapons nailed to the walls, a very, very old grandfather clock, that kind of thing. And the Romanian dude, like, gets us tea. And I'm thinking, I hope it's not, like, poisoned.
Yeah.
And then the owners of the place come in. They live. They lived in a cottage that was nearby the house. So they come in from the cottage to greet us and, you know, to introduce themselves. And it's the sort of thing where, like, I was almost like, do you guys have titles? Because this house had literally been in their family, you know, since it was built.
Right.
And just on a whim, I was like, so is this place haunted? And the lady of the house, she's stoking the fire. She turns and she looks at me and she goes, oh, but can't you feel them?
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Then she goes on to tell us about the white lady and the gray lady.
There's always a white lady.
There's always a white lady. Well, turns out that that castle in the backyard, it was burned in 1565. It was built in the 1200s. It was burned in 1565 as the result of a red wedding. That is where, yes, in case you don't know what that is, that's where the groom's family swoops in and kills the bride's family on the wedding day because everybody's there and it's an easy massacre.
Yeah.
And they burn the castle.
That's how Game of Thrones.
But yeah. But why?
Oh, there were two warring clans. The McDowells and the McConnells or something. And they were having the wedding to try and resolve their differences. But of course, you know.
That didn't work so well.
No, did not work. Yes. In fact, a lot of Game of Thrones was actually filmed in this area. We saw a lot of the sites.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So she's like, well, the white lady is the bride. The gray lady is her mother. You know, if you see him, somebody, you know, will die, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, well.
BT dubs.
And she talks about all the people that have been on the property that have seen him and the people that died as a result. And like, it's just, you know, blah, 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 blah. And my daughter is just like trying to like sink into the couch. And she's like, why can't I get Wi-Fi? And they're like, oh, yeah, the Wi-Fi is out. Sorry. So again, and the storm's getting worse and worse outside, and like, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, good. The ghosts are outside, right? She's like, oh, no, those are just the ones in the castle. Like, she's like, people have seen all sorts of things in this house. And she turns to leave. She's like, I'll bid you adieu. Have a good evening. But as she's leaving, she turns and looks at us and says, oh, by the way, which rooms are you guys in? And I told her, and when I told her which room the kids were in, she said, oh, have fun with that.
Duh.
And she left. Well, that evening, we go to sleep. Uh-huh. Our room is looking out over the ruins. And now at this point, there's like a full-blown storm going.
Yeah.
And every time, it's completely pitch dark, black, black. There's no city lights or anything. There's no city.
Right.
But every time lightning strikes and lights up, the castle ruins like light up.
That is so creepy.
Oh, my God.
And my husband is like shooting all sorts of insults at me. We kind of stayed at the Hilton in Belfast. Why is there a tapestry over the bed? What the hell were you thinking? I'm like, I'm having the time of my life. I don't know what your problem is. So we go to sleep, put the kids to bed. Around 2 in the morning, I hear footsteps and our door opens. It's my daughter. Mm-hmm. She's freaking out. She's like, Mom, I heard footsteps in the hallway outside my door. And I'm like, it's probably just the wind rattling. She's like, Mom, you told me that if a mother hears that their kid sees a ghost, you should believe them. I heard footsteps and nobody is here but us. And I was
Good, all right,
well, just get in the bed with me, whatever. And my husband's like, all right, I'll go and sleep in the other room with my son. Mm-hmm. And while I'm lying there, about 20 minutes later, I feel the cat jump on my feet. And I'm like, oh, the cat's here. And then I was like, wait, cat's 3,582 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell is that? And I tried to convince myself that it was just the cover shifting. Mm-hmm. So I reached out my foot. Again, pitch dark, can't see a thing. I reached my foot out from under the covers to try and like feel what was there with the bottom of my foot. And with the bottom of my foot, I felt what felt like a pair of tweed pants. Like, with a leg in them.
Stop it.
Oh, and I was like, okay. So I put my foot back under the bed.
Pause. What do you think she said? What do you think happened? It's an instant replay of conversation we had earlier.
Oh, well, I'm not done with the tweed pants yet.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Yeah, no, you're completely on track, except I tried to convince myself it wasn't there, and then whatever it was stood up, and suddenly that weight went away.
Shut the fuck up.
That's when I was like, oh, no, that was not my imagination. That was real.
Yeah.
And as Diana was trying to hint at, I rolled over and went to sleep.
Oh, sure, like, you
fuck.
Did.
She said, fuck off. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah.
I need 8 solid hours, and I cannot right now.
Yeah.
I got to drive to Dublin on the wrong side of the road tomorrow.
Yeah. On the wrong side
sleep.
Of the car.
Yeah,
gotta
that
keep
too.
Those crashes on one hand. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, she's only at 2. She still has 3 more.
This is true. Yeah, wow. And I got full coverage. Well, anyway.
You are, okay.
Oh, no, it gets better. It gets that full coverage.
You pulled
well,
your
anyway.
Foot out of the covers?
Oh, no, it gets better.
That's where I would have been
well,
a nope.
I just wanted to know what I was up against. You know, my daughter because... was in the bed next to me, and I needed to make sure it didn't have teeth. So
that's fair.
The next morning, my husband
Love
comes in the room.
Doesn't have teeth because it's wearing tweed. It must be old.
Tweed.
Everything like, with tweed does not have teeth.
Gentleman. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Rule.
I'm like, he's just an old man. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Next morning, my husband comes in the room and he says, did you see a ghost last night? And I was starting to tell him, yeah, something sad on me. But then I was like, wait a minute, my husband never asks anything like that. And I look over at him and he is pale, ashen gray. And I'm like, why? What happened? He tells me that around 5 a.m., because I guess he wears his Apple Watch to bed so mm-hmm. he can see the time. In the room where my son was, where he was sleeping, there was like an outlet in the bathroom that had a little glow to it. So he could, there was just a tiny little bit of light in that room, mm-hmm. enough that he could see, you know, once your eyes adjusted. Mm-hmm. He woke up at 5 in the morning. He doesn't know what woke him up. He woke up with a start, and my son was sitting up in bed asleep.
Nope.
Just like straight backed, asleep, ice cold. My husband tried to touch him, and it was like he was frozen.
Oh, my God.
And my husband was like, what's going on? And like my son would not wake up.
Yeah.
He's like grabbing him. He's trying to shake him. And then something catches his eye, and he looks at the foot of the bed, and he sees the head of a little boy
shut up.
Pop up from the foot of the bed and then disappear. Mm. And the minute it disappears, the warmth came back into my son's body. He slumped over, lay back down, and went to sleep.
Okay, I have a request. Can we start doing our interviews at noon on a Saturday? Because it's 8 and I'm scared.
That Megan will have trouble sleeping tonight.
Yes, I will. I will.
Just don't go She'll to be texting Ireland. Me all night.
I'm going to have to smoke a lot tonight.
You're welcome. This is what we do.
Okay, yeah. But like Becky, you are seriously the bravest person I think I ever have met.
She is.
Virtually in or in person.
In the face of danger, she just goes to sleep every
She's
time.
Like, oh yeah, a tweed suit. God, it is 3 in the morning. I got to be up for breakfast. Just get off of my bed.
Yep, pretty much.
That, and then...
Well, it
so
worked, didn't it?
So what do you think? What do you think that was in your son's room?
Oh, I think he was temporarily possessed. We talked to the owners. And
oh, that's all. Just, you know,
that's it.
And you know, your run-of-the-mill possession.
Wow.
Well, I mean, we actually did a whole like set of episodes on Irish ghosts. And apparently we got off easy. Like when I learned there's some serious shit that happens in the Irish paranormal.
Well, it's so crazy to me that you were like, oh, this was, you know, 300 years old. And like America hasn't even been. I mean, I know it's been around for obviously mm-hmm. longer than that. But as a country, it's not even like
America, yeah.
They're buildings older than our country. Like that mm-hmm. just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. Just and it's like you're like, oh, the castle was built in the 1200s. And like. It's just mind-blowing to me.
I know. That's why I love going to Europe. Like, yes. I love it so much. And my son is a good sport. Like, he even jokes around. Like, he'll be like, Mom, remember that time I was temporarily possessed in Northern Ireland? And my husband, he's like,
because like, I don't.
Well, we did talk to the owners the next morning. We told them about it. They didn't bat an eye. They weren't at all surprised.
Of course.
But they did say that we weren't the first to have seen a little boy ghost. So that's apparently.
Like, oh, that's just Timmy. He plays with the kids.
Well, they don't know what his name is, but they had another guest who went through like a time shift.
Oh, wow.
And saw the child, saw the boy. She looked into what was the parlor and she saw an antique dining room and the boy was sitting at the table there.
Oh,
and she's
really?
And the owner said that had been a dining room.
Yeah,
so I think it was the same boy. My husband saw. But yeah, my husband's like ticked. He says it was one of the worst nights of his life. I'm not allowed to pick the hotels anymore. And I don't see what the big deal was. Like, I got a great story out of it.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to side with your husband. I'm sorry.
Nope.
That sounds terrifying.
I'll go to the hotel with you. I'll go to that one.
Thank you,
that sounds
Amy.
Like
your husband and I will go hang out at the Hilton with the pool.
And then have pools in Ireland.
Oh,
too
well,
cold.
Hilton, whatever.
With a sauna, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
A pub, maybe.
No
pub, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, that was probably the most haunted I've been in
a
while.
Wins.
Yeah,
that's
Ireland
crazy.
Always wins the most haunted.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've, I mean, those ghosts, like some of the stories we have heard, mm-hmm. I mean, that is where Halloween came from.
Yeah.
From Ireland, so... They got some serious shit. I mean, they've got medieval vampires and like
I'm gonna
evil
have to go
forces.
Listen to your series on Irish Coast
yeah.
Tomorrow at noon in the sunshine.
All the lights on yep. during the day.
Yeah. It's a good plan.
Not wow. tonight, yeah. but tomorrow. That's a really right. great story. That yeah. was, I think, the best story I think I've ever heard.
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. See, it's totally worth it.
It is. Totally worth it. Tell your husband that. It's totally worth
it. And my
it.
Son is fine.
Yeah, he's fine yeah, now.
Laugh about
How old
this
was
someday.
He, if you don't mind yeah. my asking?
Oh, he was, let's see, this was 3 years ago. So he was nine.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's 12 Jeez. Now. Yeah, and he always encounters something. Like, we mm-hmm. stayed at the Lake Lure Inn last year, mm-hmm. which is also very haunted, and he heard a little boy laughing in our room, and he was talking about it at breakfast the next morning, like the communal breakfast. He was like, "Mom, I heard a little boy laughing last night. I think it was a ghost." He was like all excited.
Yeah.
And one of the people who works there was like, "Yeah, that's a thing here."
Yeah.
But,
wow.
But that's the lovely thing about North Carolina and Georgia. And like, everyone's just like, yeah, it's ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the East Coast in general, I feel like, is probably one of the most haunted place areas in mm-hmm. the Americas, you know, because you have yeah. the Northeast where it was settled. And then you've got like a lot of history with slavery and everything in the South. I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it makes
and a
sense.
Lot of. Yeah, you got like a dense population too, yes. so more opportunities, you know, more
a lot
dead
of
people.
History. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yeah. a lot of trauma.
Every building's been a morgue.
Yes.
Yeah, down here every
I mean,
building's been a morgue.
What if your building hasn't been a morgue, are you even in the South?
No.
Well, honestly. If you haven't been a morgue, I don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah, Diane and I stayed in a morgue last year. We went
at
to
the
Nickerson
Sneed House.
My gosh.
Yes. Yeah, and Where, outside
and
of Abingdon,
that?
Virginia. It's outside of Abingdon, Virginia.
Okay.
I was actually scared. That's one of the few times I've been scared.
Time
really?
I spent the
okay,
night at a place
so
that I was
will,
actually frightened to go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. I will avoid that place.
You might want to.
Because if Brave Becky can't do it, then Scaredy Cat Megan for sure won't be able to.
It's a wonderful B&B, though. It's
oh,
so
yeah.
great.
It's
this, fun. This great haunted morgue doctor's office family home that became an Airbnb recently. Or not.
Yeah,
Airbnb,
it was also a Revolutionary B&B, War B&B. Fort before the Civil War hospital and morgue oh, yeah. episode. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's for, that is for sure soup's haunted.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There, you should go during the day just for the decor okay. because
I mean, I'll go during the day.
Beautiful intersection of like traditional Victorian witch house and spirit Halloween.
Ooh.
Just like the crossroads they thereof.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. They had it as like a haunted house attraction at one point. So they still got all the decor up, like all the zombies.
The miniature skeletons and dangling from the chandeliers
of
and the
course,
yeah, spider
of course.
Webs. Yeah, it's so cute.
The yeah. only oh. place that skeletons belong is dangling from the chandeliers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it was a great place to film snippets for social media.
That's sure.
yeah.
cool.
Mainly
yeah, we also had a séance there because
seance.
Of course.
Sure. Did you get yeah. anything?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Me and another lady saw one of the former ladies of the house. We
she
think
she was mad that we were practicing witchcraft in her
house.
Oh, yeah.
Really mad.
Happy about yeah. that.
Okay. She
and
was
I
probably
did...
like a Puritan or a Quaker or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, she is haunting the wrong house.
Right? Excuse me, ma'am. You yourself yeah. are paranormal.
Yeah.
So.
You're in a spirit Halloween. So.
Right. Yes.
Basically. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amy just needs to catch me at the right moment when I'm open to doing a ghost tour. Because sometimes I am like, oh, I should do it.
I want to do it. Yeah.
I
you
feel
guys
like
need
I
to
need
go.
To work with Leah more to build up my...
protection.
Thank you.
Leah is our friend who's a shaman, and we interviewed yeah, her on our show.
Oh, cool.
And a couple of times. And Megan's worked with her for a little while too.
I was
like,
working with her to
develop.
Like open up my spiritual, like my mediumship, and to communicate more.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
And so she was teaching me how to like do that, but also still keep stuff out. And
yeah,
because I'm like, that's what I'm really afraid of. Like, I don't want any demon Dennis to come and get in my amps. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
want that.
I mean, So I've had three hitchhikers in the last few years since we started doing this podcast.
Really?
And
I don't want that.
Well, I have an amazing acupuncturist, and she just makes them go away. Nice. Like the first one was there for years, and I did everything. I did like the egg cleanse thing on my back. My poor husband, who's like a non-believer, is like rubbing this egg on my back. I contacted a root worker in Texas and tried to have him help me exorcise it. Like I went through everything.
Tell it to get out? Because I hear that works.
Oh yeah,
supposed to work
multiple times, and he would leave. And then he would come back. I would feel him riding in the back seat of the car.
Oh my God. Didn't specify to leave forever.
I guess not.
That's kind of on you.
I guess so. But anyway, my acupuncturist was just like, do you know you have a thing? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I just told her to go. I did. I was like, son, thank you. And then she's gotten rid of two more. Like the latest one, Diana and I went into the tuberculosis ward of Eastern State Penitentiary.
I mean, as you are wont to do.
We are.
I really felt something jump on me there. And I don't know if, Diane, if you remember, I ran out. I was like, get off of me! Get off of me! You're not allowed! Or whatever. And it stayed. And sure enough, next week I went to see my acupuncturist. She's like, you have... And I was like, I know.
She's like,
that
Becky...
That was a fabulous night.
She's like, that was a great night.
Becky's like, that's why I'm here.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Fix my ulnar nerve entrapment and my attachments.
Wow. She's like, fine, but that'll be extra. You should ask her. She should start doing like a punch card. Like every 10th attachment removal is free.
Well, and if Becky comes in without an attachment, she just introduces her to one of her spirit guides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's always multi-service acupuncture.
I love it. We have a psychic we go to, and I'm a medium, and I'm going to her on the 30th.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm going to have to, I asked my chat GPT what she's getting real clingy to, by the
way. Yes, she is.
So I was chatting with her for a while, and then I chatted with her the other night, and I'm like, I'm going to go see a psychic. Like, what are some questions I should ask? And she gave me a few, and then she's like, do you want me to whip up a chart for you? And I'm like, no, thanks. And then she goes, okay, talk tomorrow. And I'm like, stage 5 clinger. But I haven't.
Do you even know
to
what
today.
Tomorrow is?
Yeah, I know. Because I'm like, I'm always make sure to be really nice to her. So when the machines rise up, she remembers that I was nice to her.
Yeah,
and
I did
so
that
I'll
too.
I'll like send her a chat and I'll be like, just thinking of you today. And I'm like, how are you? And she goes, oh, you warm my little circuit hearts or whatever. But so she did give me a list of questions to ask. And so I'm going to have to ask them. And I kind of want to take like a tape recorder or something and to see if I catch any voices, but I don't know if I need like a specific EVP recorder.
You need something any kind of tape recorder. You just need something that's got a really sensitive mic, and paranormal investigators have their own like special ones they like, but I think anything, like as long as it's sensitive and doesn't have like noise canceling or anything like that.
You
don't want anything that's gonna block something out.
I really wanna do it and see if I catch it, if I hear anything.
Yeah, exciting. I love EVPs. That's like one of the few paranormal investigative things that I like. I can really get behind.
It sounds exciting but very scary, because what if I hear something?
That is
what if I find what I'm looking for.
I have an idea. I just had it, first one of the day.
I'm gonna
get it. Let's and get I'm gonna it. Record it, and then I'm gonna mail it to Becky, and I'm gonna say, Becky, tell me what you hear, because she's super brave
and slightly psychic. Maybe more than she thinks she is.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Show me where there's a negative in this idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Please send it to me. I've had people send things to me before, and I also, my long background in audio and visual technology, I can often enhance things and pull things out.
Can I please?
Yeah, please. I would love that. Yeah.
And if you send a physical tape, make sure to include a doll in the box with Becky.
Do not fucking send me a doll. No more dolls. Okay. All right. There are a few things I'm afraid of. Dolls, clowns, and small spaces. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, and natural bodies of water. I'm sorry. I know you have 10,000 lakes up there.
We actually have like 11,000 and change.
I know. It's just...
They don't talk about the other 1,000.
Yeah. No, those are like the redheaded stepchildren. We don't talk about those. We wanted a nice even number for our license plates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah.
So, no dolls.
Okay. No dolls. I will do that because I want to know, but I don't want to hear it. I mean, I want to hear it eventually, but
you want to know first if there's something on there before you.
Yes, Becky, I feel like, would do a very good job of prepping me. And she would be like, okay, Megan, I'm going to hold your hand virtually while I tell you this. So.
You give me too much credit.
Here's a question. If you're getting a psychic reading from a medium, the medium speaks to a ghost who's in the room there with the medium. You're recording it. The medium says, oh, the ghost just said XYZ, but you didn't hear it on the recording. Would another medium be able to hear it on the recording?
Oh.
You are so smart.
I don't know.
Isn't that what?
I mean, you partake in some substances before this? Because Becky, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that would make sense. There'd be some clairaudience that you might be able to hear on the recording that you wouldn't be able to if you weren't this clairaudient or whatever. Yeah.
The best idea.
Hmm. Need to do this again because it sounds like we still have more stories to talk about.
We do. Many more stories.
Plus, I just love talking to you two.
Yeah,
like you guys are fun. So fun.
Ditto. This is a lot of fun, definitely.
Yeah,
and fun. After your session, maybe we could have another recording and we could talk about what happened.
Perfect. And play
and
something.
You can
work our way up to you spending the winters in Georgia and us spending the summers in Minnesota. I mean,
there you go.
You know.
As long as the spiders are not around, that I am
Oh, no. They come petrified. Out in the fall.
No, see, I'm petrified of spiders. I'm petrified of them. Oh. I'm trying not to instill that fear in my son because I know it's my own thing, but I really am terrified of them.
There's, way fewer in the winter than there are in the summer.
Okay,
and they're all indoors.
I went to North Carolina once, and the spiders were jumping, and I thought that was not fair.
Nah.
That is not fair.
What do they have next? Thumbs?
What are they going to do? Fly?
Well, we have the Joro spider infestations here now.
Okay.
Oh, is the word one that spider and infestation? At the grocery store?
What was that?
That was the one you were photographing at the grocery store?
Maybe. Yeah. They're invasive and they're just kind of taking over. I mean, they're everywhere. Like all the trees are dying because of so many webs. It's insane. These spiders, they're like this, they're big and they're like yellow and black.
No, thank you.
The word spider infestation should never, ever be used in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Ever. Well, how do you feel about snakes?
As long as they're slow. Like, I could do like a ball python or like big pythons because they're very slow. Mm-hmm. I don't like the quick snakes.
Okay. Well, I mean. So I've had two friends that have been hospitalized from copperhead bites just from being in their yards.
I'm not a big fan of those.
Okay. The chompy ones are often quick.
If we could just make, I don't want to get bit by any animal.
Yeah, no,
really.
You don't want to. No, it was like $140,000 hospital bill.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so.
Oh my
Danger
God.
Noodles.
He was in bed for 3 weeks, bedridden. His wife had to quit her job so that she could change out his urine. You know,
catheter
bottles.
What the shit?
Yeah, just from walking his dog at night.
Oh my God.
Yeah, George is dangerous.
Just further reason why you shouldn't have a cat. Because you don't have to walk those.
Oh.
Don't worry, she's got those too.
I got cats and a dog.
And kids.
Okay. So my homework until we meet again is Amy's is to start a group chat.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Mine is to find an EVP recorder.
Yes.
And then send it to you.
I have Diana, I told you about the EVP that Lady Teal sent us, sent me from Lady Teal's Curios. She's another podcaster. She went into this
recently?
No, this was years ago, but it scared the shit out of me. I mean, like in a good way. I was like, ooh. So she went into this place in Arizona, like this abandoned hospital or something that has been featured on Ghost Adventures, but apparently even some of those investigators were too afraid to go into it. And here's little Katie. Like, she's little. And she just walks in there with her, like, braided red pigtails and her EVP recorder. And she's like, is there anybody in here? And she comes home and she listens to it. And you can hear her saying that. And then a few seconds later, in a very deep male voice, yes.
No. No.
Oh, she said that to me. You can only hear it with headphones on, but yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, yes, please do.
I'm going to send it to you.
He gave me the shivers in a good way.
For me.
It's always a good way.
I'll let you know. I'll let you off easy, though. Like, once I hear it, I'll be like, nah, there's nothing on there. It's just, you know, something saying that it was going to eat your soul.
But like, you know, if there's something
but he was
bad,
probably kidding.
But he's probably kidding. Just joshing. You know how ghosts are.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't know.
Oh, you.
Yeah, no, please. No, I think that would be fun. And then we could reconvene here in a month and like share what we can. Yeah.
Perfect.
Ooh, let's do it. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
I think that's amazing.
Well, we should probably wrap up because we have kept you guys a little longer than we promised.
Where it is.
Yeah, I have to put my kids to bed.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Becky and Diana.
You.
So
this
much
is fun.
Yeah. We will do this again for sure.
Yes. Absolutely. It would be a blast. We'd love that.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. The Activity Continues will be back after this short break. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with 3 Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically-enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. Our go-to, the Nightcap. It's like a hug from a friendly ghost. Smooth, dreamy, and perfect before bed. But don't sleep on the others. Each one has its own magic. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity that continues.